In the world of cruel mistresses, I'm sure you've experienced some measure of meanness, an iota of cruelty, a speck of sadism. But I bet you haven't plumbed the depths of your own personal hell yet. That's why I'm here. Sadism is the derivation of pleasure as a result of inflicting pain or watching pain inflicted on others. Thus says Wikipedia, not to mention most standard dictionaries. Most sadists have learned to hide their sadistic tendencies, to cloak their smiles in socially appropriate exclamations of shock and horror at other people's pain. I know I learned to do exactly that. But hiding who you are, or what you are, leads to personal dissatisfaction and unhappiness. And at the heart of it all, we're all narcissists. We all want to be happy, to express ourselves, and enjoy life. For me, inflicting the greatest of psychological tortures upon you makes me unutterably happy. I love listening to you whimper. Your moans are delightful, and knowing that you're suffering for me? Fucking orgasmic. You're going to be my greatest masterpiece. I'm going to break you into 1,000 tiny pieces, and then reform you, like clay. You must be fired in the kiln to achieve perfection. And, like clay, you must first be softened, molded, scraped and carved and shaped into a pleasing form. I won't lie to you. It may hurt. I rather hope it does, in fact, because the things that you have suffered for, you value more. And you will value it when I stroke your hair back from your sweaty forehead, tip your chin up, and tell you, "Well done, slave."